French composer Camille Saint-Saëns enjoyed a long life and career. When he was born in 1835, Beethoven had only been dead 8 years. And when Saint-Saëns died in 1921, the world had experienced the horror of World War I and the variety of newer styles of music, like The Rite of Spring by Stravinsky, the piano concertos numbers 2 and 3 by Prokofiev, or the jazz-influenced music by George Gershwin. Throughout his life, Saint-Saëns remained true to himself and his musical approach. As an old man, looking at some of his early compositions composed as a child, he was apparently very happy to notice their correctness of form and technique. He had a broad interest and knowledge of old music as well as contemporary, and incorporated the best into his own. His music shows influences of 16th century composers through Bach, Beethoven, Liszt, Wagner, and Verdi. And throughout it all are those classic French musical traits of clarity, balance, proportion, and elegance. Saint-Saëns once wrote, and I quote, "The artist who does not feel completely satisfied by elegant lines, by harmonious colors, and by a beautiful succession of chords does not understand the art of music." Close quote. Hello, I'm Rick Phillips, and welcome to another Naxos podcast. Naxos has recently released a high-definition audio disc of music by Saint-Saëns. It includes an organ transcription of the Danse Macabre, Cypre et Laurier, or Cypresses and Laurels for organ and orchestra, and the Great Symphony No. 3, known as the Organ Symphony. The Orchestre National de Lyon and organist Vincent Warnier are conducted by Leonard Slatkin. The disc was recorded in the Lyon Auditorium using a newly restored organ originally built in 1878. It is huge, with 82 stops and 6,500 pipes. The organ was built and installed in the concert hall of the Palais du Trocadéro in Paris by the legendary French organ manufacturer Cavaillé-Coll. Saint-Saëns himself had a long and close association with the Cavaillé-Coll company. He was involved in the inaugural performances of some of the company's largest and most prestigious organs. Over the decades, this magnificent instrument, now in Lyon, has been played by some of the world's greatest organists and been used in several world premieres, including the Organ Concerto by Francis Poulenc. It was rebuilt in 1939, then in 1977 it was relocated from Paris to the Auditorium in Lyon and completely restored to its original glory in 2013. This new Naxos HD audio disc recorded by Radio France helps celebrate the inauguration of the restored Cavaillé-Coll organ in Lyon. The featured organist, Vincent Warnier, is the organist in residence of the Orchestre National de Lyon. The Danse Macabre by Saint-Saëns is the most popular of his tone poems. It was composed for orchestra in 1874, but based on an earlier song with a text by Henri Casali. At midnight on a winter's night, Death tunes his violin and then plays a macabre dance tune. In the cold darkness, skeletons arrive and join in the dance. Strains of the Dies Irae, or Day of Wrath, from the ancient Requiem Mass for the Dead are heard, combined with the dance. The intensity grows until the crowing of the cock is heard, marking the arrival of dawn. The skeletons disperse, and the dance tune vanishes into nothing. The Danse Macabre has appeared in a variety of transcriptions by Saint-Saëns and others. In 1919, the English organist Edwin Lamar transcribed it into a virtuosic adaptation for organ, and this version was further reworked by Lyon organist Vincent Warnier and played by him here on this new Naxos release. Thank you. Organist Vincent Warnier with part of a transcription of the Danse Macabre by Saint-Saëns played on the great Cavalier Call organ, now housed in the Lyon Auditorium. This legendary instrument was the one Saint-Saëns had in mind for his Cypre et Laurier, or Cypresses and Laurels, for organ and orchestra. He intended the 1919 premiere to take place at the Trocadero in Paris, but scheduling problems arose, and instead it was premiered in Belgium, conducted by the man who had commissioned it. Saint-Saëns himself played the organ at the Belgian premiere, but conducted the work at the Paris premiere a year later. Cypress trees are known for their longevity, and they have long been associated with death, the underworld, and sorrow. Cypre is a lament for solo organ that builds gradually to a climax of two powerful isolated chords. The music then returns to more peaceful lamenting and consoling, ending calmly and serenely. The orchestra joins the organ for the Laurier or Laurels section, a musical tribute to the Allied victory in World War I. Military trumpet fanfares usher in the magnificent entrance of the organ. There are sections of music of solemn contemplation and resolve, but the work gradually builds again, ending in stirring victory. The Organ Symphony was Saint-Saëns' last symphony, composed on commission. It was premiered in May of 1886 in London. Saint-Saëns himself conducted the new work and played the piano in the Piano Concerto No. 4 by Beethoven, also on the program. The Organ Symphony was first heard in France the following year, 1887, at the Paris Conservatoire. And it was at that concert that composer Charles Gounod is reported to have pointed to Saint-Saëns and remarked to a friend, "There is the French Beethoven." The Organ Symphony is so named because of the use of the organ in a symphonic work. Saint-Saëns was not the first to do it, nor the last. But when the two words, organ and symphony, are put together, this is the work that comes to mind. There's also a part for the piano in the Organ Symphony. It's played by one and then two pianists. Saint-Saëns organized the symphony into two large sections, but there are clear divisions within them of a standard four-movement work. It's important to remember that the Organ Symphony is not a concerto for organ. Although the organ part is prominent, it's not a solo. Saint-Saëns uses the organ as another sound, another sonority, another instrumental color in an already large orchestra. Well, one of the most impressive sections of the organ symphony by Saint-Saëns happens at the end of the third movement going into the finale. It's quiet and mysterious, with the symphony's main theme heard in the cellos and basses. We come to a gentle cadence or point of rest, then the full organ enters all alone. It's marked maestoso or majestically, and we continue on with yet another transformation of the main theme. Also listen for the glistening piano, four hands at this point. The music of the finale calms for a while, but overall is triumphant and glorious. The combination of organ and orchestra is used to the fullest by Saint-Saëns, and the final minutes are more resplendent than just about anything else in all orchestral music. The thrilling end to the Symphony No. 3, Opus 78 by Saint-Saëns, the Organ Symphony. Organist Vincent Warnier was on the restored Cavaillé Call organ at the Lyon Auditorium with the Orchestre National de Lyon conducted by Leonard Slatkin. That's from a new Naxos high-definition audio disc recorded by Radio France. This new Naxos recording helps celebrate the inauguration of the restored Cavaillé Call organ in Lyon. Built in 1878 in Paris, this magnificent instrument was relocated to the Lyon Auditorium. In 2013, it was completely overhauled and restored to its original glory. The disc features an organ transcription of the Danse Macabre, Cypre et Laurier, or Cypresses and Laurels for organ and orchestra, and the Great Symphony No. 3, the Organ Symphony all by Saint-Saëns. Organist Vincent Warnier is with the Orchestre National de Lyon, conducted by Leonard Slatkin. It was recorded in the Lyon Auditorium with the famous restored Cavaillé Call organ. For more details and information, visit Naxos.com or NaxosMusicLibrary.com. I'm Rick Phillips.